I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Debbie Monterey. Turns out human error was what kept tornado sirens silent during Friday's severe weather.
A lot of people say they didn't hear them. Mayor Kara Spencer says someone was supposed to press the button but didn't.
This was based on a protocol that was put in place in 2021, which was not clear. We're making it clear from this point forward.
Spencer says she's giving the fire department the exclusive authority to sound the alarm from now on.
Look, the buck stops with me moving forward.
In terms of storm response, Spencer was asked, what about the National Guard?
In order for the National Guard to be deployed here, it has to be a very specific ask.
And when it comes to getting FEMA to the state, she says of Governor Kehoe, he's been right by our side. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
On Sunday, City Emergency Management Agency Director Sarah Russell acknowledged she and her staff were not in their office, which has the siren activation button, despite the forecast for severe weather.
We were in the 1520 Market Street building for at the time of the storm. We were conducting a workshop with other partners, but we were working the storm in that capacity.
Russell on Sunday also claimed she'd heard from people that some sirens did sound, but Mayor Spencer says the button to activate those sirens was never pressed. Local businesses and organizations in North City stepping up to help those in need.
With the power out for days for tens of thousands of St. Louisans, the community is helping fill a void and stomachs by serving hot food. Jay Johnson owns King's Custom Auto Repair. While they can't service vehicles, they can serve hundreds of free hot dogs out front.
We're doing God's work right now. We're helping to feed the community. They're in need. There's a lot of people who are maybe going 24, 48 hours with no food. So we're just hoping to brighten up somebody's day a little bit and put a plate on the, you know, in the household.
Quinn Jones of the Monte McLaurin Foundation set up a grill in the middle of hard-hit Fountain Park to give those in need hot food and other basic items.
Care packages, supplies, hygiene kits, flashlights, things of that nature, water, food, and feeding them, and just making sure they are taken care of.
And while both are giving away free food and supplies, they say people have been donating goods to them to help their cause. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The Red Cross says their biggest concern right now is to get the word out about shelters so people know where to go.
As KMOX has reported, St. Louis Fire Chief Dennis Jenkinson says many of the homes damaged in Friday's tornado may not be able to withstand more storms or even heavy rains. The Red Cross's Lucretia Cox.
We surveyed the communities and they don't have power, so they can't hear us. And so we're doing a outreach to make sure that they have flyers to know where our shelter locations are and to know where the pickup is.
Cox says while she understands people do not want to leave their properties, she says it is much more important that you are safe and secure. The shelters right now are at Friendly Temple Outreach Church, that's on MLK Boulevard, the Rec Center at 12th and Park. Grace United Methodist Church has been at capacity now for a couple of days, and the Red Cross opened up Refreshed Community Church at 829 North Hanley. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
The city of Wellston enhancing neighborhood safety with Ring cameras.
Our message is this. You come through Wellston and do a crime, we will catch you. We will solve the crime.
Wellston Mayor Nathaniel Griffin says North County Police Cooperative is solving crimes because of the Ring cameras they've been installing around the city.
There's no way to ride up and down streets in Wellston without being caught on cameras. So these cameras have been tremendous for us, and it will be tremendous for us in the future to continue to catch criminals, but to continue to make sure that our solve rates stay high.
Wellston received 71 new cameras over the weekend to add to the ones already installed, making it nearly 300 covering the city, not counting police flak cameras that grab license plate information. The Urban League provided the cameras through federal pandemic relief money in connection with Beyond Housing, Ameren, Missouri, and the police department. Cameras were also given to Glasgow Village, Cahokia Heights, and Kinloch. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
How rare is it for an advanced form of prostate cancer, like the kind just diagnosed in former President Biden, to be detected this late in the game?
Mr. Biden's cancer is considered to be stage 4, having already spread to the bones. WashU and Siteman Cancer Center surgical urologist, Dr. Sam Biani.
It is a little unusual. I wouldn't say that it is completely uncommon, though. We do see cases that are diagnosed at the get-go with an aggressive type of prostate cancer.
As for the survival rate for advanced stage 4 prostate cancer?
We usually would place this time frame in years rather than months. And it really does depend on whether or not his cancer responds to the initial treatments that his oncology team recommends.
Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.